From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Trails remain closed after yesterday's massive rock slide at Agnes Vale near Nathrop, Colorado. Six hikers were on the trail at the time. There are five confirmed deaths. One 13-year-old girl was pulled alive from the rubble. Officials say that heavy rains may have contributed to the rock slide. It's yet another tragedy in a state that's been hit hard by powerful weather in the past several weeks. Jason Blevins is a reporter for the Denver Post, and he joins us from Buena Vista, Colorado. And Jason, I understand you've been out on this trail, so tell us a little bit about it.
Agnes Vale is a very short hike. It's billed as sort of a family-friendly, very basic hike in Chaffee County. And it's a really simple, short stroll, not very long. The last bit is sort of a scramble on some loose rock across the scree field, and a beautiful waterfall that tumbles down from the southern flank of Mount Princeton.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really beautiful, easy hike. Lots of families, lots of kids. Pretty popular.
So, what do we know about the hikers who were caught in that rock slide?
The hikers have not been identified. The Chaffee County coroner did go up to the scene last night, and confirm that there are five dead. He did see the bodies. But the survivor is the 13-year-old girl, Gracie Johnson, and authorities have said she was hiking with her family. Her family is Dwayne and Donna Johnson from Buena Vista here. Donna is the cross-country coach. Dwayne is a football coach, members of a local church, real pivotal, stalwart members of this community here. And there's a lot of sadness at the church today and around the schools, and it's believed that they were caught in this rock slide.
Now, is there any sense as to how it happened? I mean, minor rock slides aren't terribly unusual, but this one seemed really large.
It was big. We've had a lot of rain out here in Colorado, a good monsoon season, typical monsoon season in the mountains where, you get a lot of afternoon rain. And then as we move deeper into fall, you get these freeze-thaw cycles to where the moisture in the ground freezes and then thaws during the day and then it freezes. And that tends to loosen up rocks, and it can even separate pretty large rocks from a mountainside. And engineers have said, have told police that they, estimate some of these rocks were 100-ton rocks, bigger than the size of a car.
Wow. Now, you mentioned the rain. Of course, Colorado has had so much rain recently. I mean, up further north in the Boulder area, for example, there's been all that flooding. Is that related to the amounts of rain you've been seeing further south where you are?
No, not at all. These, that was some isolated thunderstorms along the Front Range, mostly in the South Platte drainage. This is further west into the deeper into the Rocky Mountains, and those rainstorms did not happen here, in the mountains as much as they did on the Front Range. Still, this has been a wet season, a typically wet season.
Now, the outdoors is such an integral part of life in Colorado. Has this rock slide and the deaths that have occurred, has it made people sort of be more concerned about the conditions on other trails?
There is a warning right now, especially as we enter this freeze-thaw cycle. This is part of an inherent risk of playing outside in the Rocky Mountains and in Colorado. It's part of the appeal, too. There's a sense of danger in the natural beauty of the world, and it's something that you always should be aware of. It's hard to say if it's going to impact hiking trends or anything, but in Colorado we do see accidents like this, whether it's a rock slide or a snow avalanche. There's inherent risks that come with playing outside in the Rocky Mountains.
Well, Jason Blevins is a reporter for the Denver Post. Jason, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.